Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Clark Reed, and topping our news on KGOA 10, authorities this afternoon announced the arrest of Joyce Mitchell, the woman that worked with two fugitives at the maximum security prison from which they escaped in upstate New York. Major Charles Guess of the New York State Police with some advice for the public.
If members of the public see anything unusual upon arriving at their residence, at their seasonal home, or in the general community, they are asked to contact law enforcement immediately by calling 911.
A judge has set the new trial date for a man convicted of killing Washington intern Chandra Levy. Ingmar Gwadike will go on trial March 2016. Levy's 2001 disappearance created a national sensation after the 24-year-old California native was romantically linked with then-Congressman Gary Condit of the Central Valley. Condit was ultimately ruled out as a suspect. The 17-year-old son of a San Jose man has been arrested and charged with organizing a violent home invasion at his own home. KGOA 10's Jennifer Hodges reports.
17-year-old Simarjeet Singh is in jail. His bail set today at $200,000. Police say he was responsible for the home invasion robbery at he and his father's home, a robbery caught on tape.
The terrifying video that we all saw a little while ago was not the result of a random act of violence. This extremely dangerous home invasion was masterminded by the victim's son.
Santa Clara County Deputy DA Madeline Seif, she says Singh recruited three known gang members who terrorized women at the home, chasing them from a room where they couldn't lock the door.
The women were luckily able to run to safety inside of a bathroom. That lock did work. The defendants continued to try to get in, but luckily could not. The women were able to call for help.
All four suspects being tried as adults. In the South Bay, I'm Jennifer Hodges, KGO 810.
BART was originally scheduled to be closed between Fruitvale and Coliseum this weekend for repair work, but then another Warriors game materialized. KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley reports.
Good news for Warriors fans who want to take BART to Sunday's game.
We huddled together last week to see, can we get everything done on Saturday so that Sunday we can remain open the entire day for the Warriors game? And we figured it out that we can pull it off.
That's BART spokesperson Alicia Trost, who says after closing on Saturday, they will be completely done with the Fruitvale track repair and the frustrating bus bridges riders have endured. But more is coming.
We know we need to do major track replacement near the Transbay Tube, in between West Oakland and the Transbay Tube.
BART is looking at shutting down the Transbay Tube entirely on August 1st and 2nd, and again over Labor Day weekend.
Those are the dates that we're targeting, but they're not finalized yet.
But for this Sunday, extra-long BART trains will be running throughout the East Bay. I'm Leslie Brinkley, KGO 810.
Farmers and other landowners in California who staked some of the earliest claims to water are the latest to face mandatory cutbacks. The state's ordered more than 100 so-called senior water rights holders. They've been ordered to stop taking water from some rivers and streams. It's 8:03. Coming up next, KGO Traffic and Weather first on the Fives, followed by more with Drex.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at kgoradio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City from KGO 810.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849.
Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
It's 8:05 with KGOA 10 traffic first on the fives. Here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. We'll start in Richmond again. I've got good news. Eastbound 80 at San Pablo Avenue, that vehicle fire on the right shoulder is gone. And you've only got minor slowdowns now, back to about Ashby in Berkeley. Westbound 580 in Oakland at Lakeshore Avenue, they're still trying to clear an accident there. I still have no lane details on it. Traffic is still stop and go to Park Boulevard. Marin County, northbound 101 before San Antonio Road, a possible stalled vehicle. No other details on that one either. Traffic is stop and go almost back to Marin County Airport. And in San Jose, southbound 280 before the Bayshore Freeway, please watch out for a blue container reported to be in the second lane there. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGOA 10.
KGOA 10's meteorologist Drew Tumas, Bay Area forecast, mostly clear inland tonight and in the south and east bays, cloudy and foggy elsewhere, lows in the middle 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny at the bay and inland, mostly sunny coast side anyway. Temperatures a little eased from today, highs in the mid 60s to the mid 90s, another little dip on Sunday, but not much, not cooling really until on Monday. Right now, 64 in Hayward, 74 in Santa Clara, 89 still in Concord, and it's 56 in San Francisco. On your radio, it's 810, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go. Six-part a cappella from the original Jurassic Park from some YouTubers called The Warp Zone. Done, gentlemen, but it's not scary. It's just like the plot in Jurassic World. I don't know how scary it is. But, of course, I saw Jurassic Park.
Didn't we reveal?
Wasn't there two or three or four?
Well, isn't the new one? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. There were several of them. I don't think I bothered after the first one. I mean, that was great, but, you know, then I was over it.
Okay.
The whole dinosaur thing.
Yeah. Now, earlier in the week, we revealed how they recorded those dinosaurs having sex, right?
Oh, yes, we did. Yes.
Some genius guy in Hollywood recorded.
After the next break, I'll find that for you.
Turtle and a... Oh, okay, yeah, I won't give it away.
It's, yeah.
it's, and then it's, he, like, did all this crazy Pro Tools stuff to the turtle
no,
and made
not
it
really.
Sound...
No, because that was the original from 22 years ago. So those are actual... real noises. It's turtle porn, actually. I'll play it for you after the next break.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying it wasn't as hard a work as making Mariah Carey sound okay?
Pretty much. Pretty much. It wasn't an auto-tune thing. By the way, now Jon Stewart is speaking about the drought on this clip here and also Jurassic World. Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear that.
First, as you know, California's going through a historic, unprecedented dry spell, and I'm talking about original movie ideas. Boom! Take that, Jurassic World. Hey, what if they built another dinosaur theme park? But this time, things also went horribly wrong. All right. He's still good old Governor Moonbeam, putting the water scarcity issue in terms that anyone on shrooms can understand.
Some people call water a rite. Some people call water, you know, the essence of life. Waters of baptism, the waters of poetry.
Yeah, water's poetry. Roses are red, violets are blue. Can I wash my car or not? It's known as toilet to tap, but there are steps in between. You're not just sticking a drinking straw up somebody's ass. It's not. Jesus.
So it was a much longer bit, but I gave you some of the highlights
I love
there.
I love it. Ka-ching. You can closely hear Steven Spielberg going ka-ching over the weekend, you know, buying another yacht. I can tell you. So that's the movie to see. We'll see how it does.
Sure. There's a sucker born every minute. There's also another 8-year-old born every minute, I guess. Well, you know, who didn't see the original?
They're off and running. I mean, they had Fast and Furious, the same studio. But on the other hand, you've got Tomorrowland that's tanked. George Clooney's film.
Oh.
Yeah, they're down like $140 million.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I can't even.
Not become something.
I haven't been able to track that one. I'm like, I know George Clooney's in it. I know it's supposed to be pretty good. And
never took off.
Okay.
It's all about...
Well, I watch everything on Netflix anyway. Dinosaurs. I don't know why I care.
Okay, so let's get to this because there's...
Speaking of dinosaurs,
yes.
Hugh Hefner's really old.
And there's a drought at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, you have to wonder when everybody, all the playmates, all the Playboy bunnies are talking now, and Holly Madison started it. She wrote this tell-all book about, you know, being one of Hugh's...
Girlfriend number one.
And she really lets loose. And she says when it comes to sex with Hefner, with the women, all, quote, try to get it over with as quickly as possible. I mean, nothing's left unturned here. It all started during a night out in 2001 when he offered up a handful of large horse pills held together with a crumpled tissue and asked her if she wanted one. And she didn't know what it was. It was a Quaalude.
Nice.
I thought they went away in the 70s. Where is he getting those things at?
Let me Google lewds in Canada.
I don't know. Yeah. You could probably get them on the internet somewhere because no one would know what the hell they are at this point. But she said, you know, okay, that's good. Usually I don't approve of drugs, but, you know, in the 70s they used to call these pills thigh openers. And she said, that's what you... Hugh Hefner would say. But facing homelessness, and she moved into the Playboy Mansion a few weeks later, she saw firsthand how Hefner controlled all of his girlfriends by pitting them against each other to create a competition. And as a matter of fact, so someone, I think it was HuffPo, no, Cosmo, put together, you know, quotes from all of, well, not all of the girls, but many of the girls who have been around lately and have departed the mansion. They're out. And
it's an eye-opener, yeah, not a thigh-opener, an eye-opener.
Yes. So one, let me see here. Holly mentioned, everyone thinks that the infamous metal gate was meant to keep people out, but I felt like it was meant to lock me in.
Ooh. Carla Howe says, when you're here, you have to be in by 9 p.m. There's an actual curfew for the bunnies. You're not allowed to invite any friends up to see you.
Isabel St. James, in her book, Bunny Tales Behind Closed Doors at the Playboy Mansion, she said, every Friday morning, we had to go to Hef's room, wait while we picked up all the dog poo off the carpet, then ask for our allowance, $1,000, counted out in crisp $100 bills, from a safe in one of his bookcases. We all hated this process. Hef would always use the occasion to bring up anything he wasn't happy about with our relationships. Most of the complaints were about the lack of harmony among the girlfriends or your lack of sexual participation in the parties he held in his bedroom.
Good Lord.
If we'd been out of town for any reason and missed one of the official going out nights with Hefner, when Hefner liked to parade his girls around at the nightclubs, he wouldn't want to give us the allowance. He used it as a weapon.
Tell me how this is different from prostitution.
It's really, I mean, you know, I think everybody perceives and has thought that that was one giant party.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think it sounds like
a thousand
nightmare.
$1,000 a week is not a lot.
No.
Kendra Wilkinson told Us Weekly, I hate putting my hand out, but we couldn't have jobs other than getting appearance fees.
And Melissa Howe says, if you do something wrong, you'll get an email. There's a strict code of conduct. There are even rules about Instagram and Twitter. You've got to show everything in a good light, and if you're drunk in a picture, you're in big trouble.
Oh, my. But a lewd is okay. Isabella St. James again. Although we all did our best to decorate our rooms and make them homey, the mattresses on our beds were disgusting, old, worn, and stained.
Ooh.
Yeah, well.
And she said the sheets were bad, too. How's that possible? How could you not keep those things up?
Weren't you allowed to go get or order a new mattress?
Right, yes.
Hello, sleep train.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, even Amazon. Get some new sheets. What the hell? Okay, let me see. This is from Carissa Shannon. She said, we're not allowed to have any boys in the house. That was absolute number one rule. No boys allowed. That was the main reason we moved out.
This is horrific. It's Isabella St. James again. Heff was used to dirty carpets. The one in his bedroom had not been changed for years, and things became significantly worse when Holly moved in, bringing her disgusting dogs who would just poop on the carpet.
And then they would have to go in there. And, yeah, oh, good God. Okay, next. Kendra, back to Kendra. Besides the nights we went out, I only saw Heff like once a day walking through the halls to his office. There were never solo dates. And I'm sure they don't.
And
really care
Carla
that.
Howe says, it's like being with a granddad. Not long ago, they called in the nurse because he'd had a fall in the grotto. Sorry, that's so funny.
Isabella St. James says, Quaaludes were supposed to give you a nice buzz. Heff told us that they were once meant to put girls in the mood for sex, as Holly said. Yep.
This was an oh my God for me. Jill Ann Spaulding. When it first gets started, his main girlfriend gives him oral. Then she has sex with him. She's the first to go because that's the safest for her. No protection, no testing. He doesn't care.
That's amazing.
That's scary.
That's mind-blowing. And then this is from Jill Ann Spaulding. She says, Heff just lies there with his Viagra. It's just a fake thing. And each girl prepares to mount for a couple minutes. And the other girls in the background try to keep him excited, yelling things that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just imagine.
Kendra Wilkinson. God, cheerleaders cheering you on. Kendra Wilkinson says, at about the minute mark, I pulled away and it was done. It was like a job. Clock in, clock out. It's not like I enjoyed having sex with him.
And final round here with Holly. She says, maybe it was the pot and the alcohol, but drowning myself seemed like the logical way to escape the ridiculous life I was leading. So, okay, so you could never get into the Playboy Mansion. You're lucky. Now you know the rest of the story.
And that's Holly Madison's book is called Down the Rabbit Hole.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about marriage is more beneficial for men than women. Turns out it's true.
That's right.
On the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Konkan Brothers. And this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Doris in Atherton.
Rick, I don't drive, so I can't get to your showroom.
Then we'll bring the Konkan Brothers showroom to you.
What, you've got a van with a few selected items you want to unload?
No, we have a van filled with carpet, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, and ceramic tile. Whatever you want to see. Complete with a Konkan Brothers flooring expert.
Probably some high-pressure salesman.
No, no pressure, Doris. At Konkan Brothers, we want you to have the best shopping experience ever.
So how do I schedule this mobile showroom?
Just go to KonkanBrothers.com, schedule online, or call us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
All right, just one more thing. About your carpet expert.
What's that, Doris?
Make sure he's a stud muffin.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Doris.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-Day Sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or text BEST to U-Fuel. Offer in September 8, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law. Message and data rates may apply.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices is implanted, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All righty then. We'll get to this coming up here in a few minutes. So Don Jameson from the Metal Show has put together a list of the top 10 songs about cars. And obviously, the top 10 songs about cars, it's hard rock and metal. So try to think what you think number one is. I'll fill you in on the top 10.
But it has to be metal? Driving.
Oh, yeah, they're all metal. What's playing right now
reminded me of Who's Gonna Drive You Home Tonight by the Cars.
Cars, yeah.
And then, of course, Cars by Gary Newman is the best song about cars ever. I can't come up with anything for heavy metal. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Highway Superstar. Who is that? Deep Purple? Ugh. Going crazy here. All right, just tell me.
You may be onto something, Heathers. Just hang on. Keep thinking about it like she is. See if you can nail it. The top three, at least. Okay. Marriage is more beneficial to men than women.
You don't say.
Yeah, turns out. Neither staying single or suffering a divorce appears to have big health impact on a woman. So studies have shown. Of course, marriage. Mm. I mean, they talk about marriage forever as being a health booster. It's a good thing. Health-wise.
Yeah, you're with someone, you're in a relationship, hopefully they have your back.
Bliss, you live forever.
Somebody has your back, protects you. Longer, companionship.
You are emotional.
Sex is very good for your health.
Right. All of those. Why aren't we married?
Turns out
we're just ready to have a heart attack. Yet a new study suggests that women hardly benefit from tying the knot.
I love that. That's so funny.
So this is landmark research coming out of the University of London today. And they have found that single women do not suffer the same negative health side effects as an unmarried man. In fact, middle-aged women who never married had virtually the same chance of developing some sort of metabolic syndrome, a combination of diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity, as a married woman. So, and although women showed slightly higher levels of a biomarker, which signifies an increased risk for breathing problems, it was, far lower than the risk of illness for unmarried men. The same was true for heart problems, in which raised 14% in men, but barely noticeable in women. So the whole thing of not marrying or cohabitating is just, bottom line is, it's less detrimental amongst women than men.
Of course. I mean, the other bonus for a man to be married is that a woman will nag you into going to the doctor. Because men, quite often, percentage-wise, don't like going to the doctor.
Well,
and she'll be like, you better get that thing checked out, or you're 50 years old if you don't get a...
colonoscopy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Can't wait for that. Yeah.
And, turns out you can have sex without being married. So don't tell Nana.
Well,
that
is kind of bottom lining it, because being married appears to be more beneficial for the guy health-wise.
Oh, for sure.
And if that's the reason, maybe
us ladies
that's
can
it.
Take care of ourselves. You guys are slabs.
And the research also showed that getting divorced did not have a harmful impact on the future for either men or women, as long as they found a new long-term partner pretty quickly. And women who divorced in their mid to late 30s, 20s and 30s, had 31% lower odds of comparing problems and having problems than those who stayed unmarried. And, previous research has also said that men experience this initial decline after divorce. But as long as they get back into a long-term relationship, they're okay if they do it quickly. But if they don't, goodbye.
The ill health effects set in, and it's too late, Charlie.
Here comes the high blood pressure, the diabetes, and the heart attack.
Right.
Okay. All right, so if you figured this, has everybody figured this out?
Rachel Dolezal's white. Oh.
Yes,
oh,
she
wait,
is.
Oh, wait, that's a headline.
Even though she's the head of the NAACP and has lied about her race for the last 10 years in Spokane, Washington. That's a thing. Okay, this is from the Metal Show. They put together a list of the top 10 songs about cars. Your guess is number one?
Well, I know Highway Star's got to be on the list, yeah? Deep
okay.
Purple?
Let's see. Slick Black Cadillac, Quiet Riot from 78 is number 10. Followed by Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, Primus in 91.
That's metal? Okay.
Yeah, 91. I don't know how this is metal. I Can't Drive 55 by Hagar. I hated that song.
Not metal.
Crap.
And
1984.
Not good.
No. Awful. And it was the whole theme. When we had to go 55 miles per hour. Nobody wants to remember that disaster. Oh, my God. Who did that? Did Carter do that? That sucked bad. Okay, let me see. Number seven was Road Racing by Riot in 79. Love Drive by Scorpion, the Scorpions in 79. That's a great song. We're talking about the 10 best rock songs about cars. Love Drive by the Scorpions, then Fuel by Metallica, number five in 1998. You agree with that one? Red Bruschetta.
Bruschetta?
Barchetta. Is that right? Barchetta. I never heard of this by Rush in 1981.
I don't know.
I was busy playing top 40
Let's
music.
Let's put Little Red Corvette on the list.
Really? No, but that's not heavy metal. Number three is...
Telephone is ringing.
Alice Cooper.
You got me on the run.
We're in the top three.
I got you under my wish.
Okay, that's not a bad one. Okay.
Wait, which one is that?
That's Alice Cooper.
What's it called, though?
Under My Wheels, 1971.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay, number two.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it has to be. I'm cool with this one. Does Diamond Dave still sound like that? Still awesome. Okay, that's number two. And the number one... rock song about cars is...
Woo!
You nailed it. You didn't cheat, did you? It's Deep Purple and Highway Star. Yep. All right, let's play it out. And we'll be back. Man shoots himself in the foot to see how it feels. That's right, that's coming up. On the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Having a cleaner come to your home and use nasty chemicals, that makes no sense. That's why you call Zero Res. Zero Res uses safe, scientific, alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. So call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119, and you get a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Join KGOA 10 at the Palo Alto Junior Museum and Zoo for Terrific Turtles and Tortoises on Sunday, June 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. Meet Edward the Giant Tortoise and his friends and learn about reptiles. For more information, visit friendsofjmz.org.
When the economy crashed in 2008, the Fed lowered interest rates. They've been low ever since. But now the economy's improving, and most experts believe the Fed will start raising interest rates very soon. That means you should refinance your mortgage now to pull cash out of your home at today's low rates, because once the Fed starts raising rates, they probably won't stop. So beat the Fed to the punch and refi your mortgage before it's too late by making the cash call at 877-890-CASH. Today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a 15-year fix at 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. You have the chance to pull tens of thousands out of your home, lock in a low rate, and pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. But you have to act now. Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
We're just having a lot of fun tonight on the Drex Radio Show. Break up beans. Now you can dump someone with a plant. We'll get to that and a lot more. But first, here's Clark Reed in the KGO News Center.
Thanks, Drex. I don't know how I'm going to follow break up beans, but thank you. Good evening. It is 8:30, and here's the latest update from KGOA 10. A worker at an upstate New York maximum security prison facing charges she helped two convicted killers escape a week ago. Correspondent Alexandra Field with Joyce Mitchell and why she has been cooperating with the authorities there.
The Clinton County District Attorney said he believed that she was being so open and so readily available to them because she might be feeling some sense of guilt or responsibility.
Federal prosecutors say they want to keep some evidence in the case against former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert secret even after the proceedings have ended. Hastert is accused of agreeing to pay $3.5 million to someone to keep past misconduct secret. The 73-year-old former teacher and coach pleaded not guilty to charges of violating banking laws and lying to the FBI. The California State Water Board has implemented historic cuts on farmers and public agencies. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes has the story.
The board is curtailing water use even among those with senior water rights, which have basically given these entities unlimited access to rivers and streams for more than a century. George Castierko is a spokesman for the board and says this shouldn't come as a surprise.
We've warned water right holders, actually all 36,000 water right holders in the state of California, first in January and again in April, that it looked like we were having a terrible year for precipitation.
Paul Winger, president of the California Farm Bureau, says he hopes farmers prepared.
I'm sure that most farmers have anticipated what would be the worst case scenario and have tried to plan accordingly so that they can make sure and have enough water for the acres they did plant to get through the season.
The board is expecting to issue more of these types of cuts throughout the summer. I'm Kristen Haynes, KGO 810.
San Mateo County celebrates LGBT Pride tomorrow. KGO 810's Mel Baker says it's one of a series of smaller Pride events serving local communities.
Hundreds of thousands of people will attend San Francisco's Pride celebrations during this last week in June. San Mateo Pride organizer Dr. J. Africa says they have more modest goals, having grown from just 200 attendees 3 years ago.
Because we have a lot more entertainment, we have a lot more providers, people are knowing more about this annual event. We're probably hoping about 400 or 500 people.
San Mateo Pride has local musicians and a more family-oriented approach and is alcohol-free. Dr. Africa says that while many people search for community on the internet, being together in person remains very important.
Social media has really played a big role. There are still many individuals that remain isolated. There are many LGBTQ individuals that can enjoy being with communities in a safe environment.
San Mateo Pride runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow in San Mateo's Central Park. I'm Mel Baker, KGO 810.
A San Francisco cable car operator is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after being hit by an alleged drunk driver last night. Police say the 50-year-old operator suffered traumatic brain injury when he was hit by a motorcyclist at Taylor and Francisco Streets in the North Beach neighborhood. Officials say he was getting off the cable car when he was hit from behind. The 22-year-old motorcyclist was arrested on suspicion of DUI. It's 8:33. Coming up next, KGO 810 traffic and weather first on the fives, followed by more with Drex.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
It's 8:35. Time to check KGO traffic first on the fives. And here again is Lee Graham.
Thank you, Clark. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. El Cerrito, eastbound 80, still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic from an earlier problem that was actually at San Pablo Dam Road. You're stop-and-go right now from Central Avenue up to about Potrero. Union City, the only spot on the Nimitz where you're having some trouble. It's northbound. You got stop-and-go stuff between Whipple Road and Industrial Parkway. Fremont, 680 northbound, still heavy from South Grimmer up to 238. Then you're clear to just after Sheridan, where it's stop-and-go again almost to 84. And in Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University Avenue, some tire tread in the road has been causing some hassles. Traffic's sluggish back to about Oregon Expressway. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810's meteorologist Drew Tuma's Bay Area forecast. Tonight, mostly clear inland and in the south and east bays, cloudy and foggy elsewhere. Lows in the middle 50s to the middle 60s. Tomorrow, it should be sunny around the bay and inland, mostly sunny along the coast, a little bit milder. Highs in the middle 60s at the water to the mid 90s well inland. Right now, 64 in Oakland. It's 75 in San Jose, 67 in Novato, 84 in Livermore, and 56 in San Francisco. And on your radio, 810, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, Clark. You're listening to the Trucks Radio Show on KGO 810, along with Heather. And it's Friday night, so we're letting loose. As if we don't every night of the week. That's what we're here for, to cause problems.
Take down the top. Take down your top.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, as promised, since this is the big weekend for Jurassic World movie-wise, the Velociraptors talking. Now, what would that sound like? This is a fun fact. The sound of the raptors calling to each other in the first Jurassic Park are actually tortoises getting it on. That's right. The sound guy, Gary Rydstrom, who's a famous guy, they did a piece on him. I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or what, or Sunday Morning on CBS or something like that, of this guy. I mean,
because he's just a Hollywood rock star sound guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. He's like a master, and it's not with electronics. He has an entire warehouse of garbage.
He's an artist.
Right. You know, I mean, it looks like a hoarder. So he has a little bit of everything, and he knows how to make, you know, the creaky
chair.
He's
got the coconut shells to do the horses.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Right. Exactly.
The horses clomping along.
So how did they get the sound for Jurassic Park? Well, they recorded two tortoises having sex at Marine World, and they followed it up with a dolphin, a male dolphin in heat, and that got you this. The Velociraptors talking. Okay, you just heard turtle porn on KGO.
Are you turned
Hello.
On?
Yes.
Who knew they were so vocal?
Yeah, they
I
mean,
you got to give some credit where it's due to the Speaker of the House, who, despite his many ideological differences with the president,
are we rolling something about the TPP?
And figure out how we can work together.
Oh.
No, that's actually good. Turn it back up. That's great. Yeah.
It did sound like
it's not coming from our studio, but it jumped in. Yes, from the news department. But, you know, that's talking about the TPP.
Sounded
went down
like
in
it.
Flames.
Is looking yeah. like it.
Well, no, but because here's why. I mean, he had all this, Obama had all this undercover garbage in there that he would not let any of the Democrats see.
Mm-hmm.
So they torpedoed it. So, you know, there's big fight, big fight.
It's such a house of cards situation. Let
me tell you, the drama's on with Pelosi. She was pissed. They're all pissed. Everybody's pissed in Washington tonight. Good.
I forget who it was. There was one member of the Democratic Party who was like, we've got to just trust Obama on this one. And I'm like, hell no.
No.
We have never just trusted someone in this country. We have real transparency. And as I recall, when we voted Obama in, that's what he said he was going to be, the transparent
Absolutely.
President. So you're just going to do this with us.
It really pisses me off because I want to be a fan, but this one blew my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about this at length. This
the only thing going down in flames is my love for the guy.
Right. What the hell are you doing? Why would you not let your own legislators see what the story is, what the law is, what is the pact?
Because it was written by corporations.
That's
and
right.
They
the
know
Koch
it.
Brothers
There's
were
enough
involved.
Stuff
I'm
leaked
sure.
out. And you know what else was really interesting? So Obama himself was running around at the 11th hour trying to get Democrats on board, as well as I guess it was a scene outside of Congress. With people, you know, tweeting and texting and trying to get people over to their side. And you saw the actual lobbyists doing the exact same thing. It was very House of Cards, I think. Just a lot of activity at the 11th hour to try to get something passed and shoved down America's throat.
Here, I'll just cut to the chase. Obama's push for power torpedoed by House. Whiplash. Dems rebel. Mutiny creates great obstacle for White House. Pelosi bucks Obama. Fight not over. Earlier, Obama makes 11th hour appeal on Capitol Hill.
Yep.
It backfired.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of us who were insulted. President's frosty relationship with Congress is on display. I wish there had been as much or better outreach. House regroups for another showdown.
Yeah.
There you have it.
And you don't have the president walking around going, hey, vote for my thing. That just isn't done.
The trade bill goes down. Democrats revolt. Look at his face. I mean, you can just imagine he's sneering. That's not a happy Barack.
The face Marge Simpson makes when she goes.
That's it.
Oh my God! Let's draw a blue wig on him.
No, it's really disappointing. It's really disappointing that you know on
I'm
his way out
thrilled.
The door. Well, you know what? I'm happy that it went down in flames too.
Yeah.
Because if we don't
we
know
hope.
What the hell it is, and if it is a bunch of big. Well,
and
the
listen,
Koch brothers and those sorts involved. Then,
go
yeah.
back to the drawing board
Start
and
over.
Forget about fast
Show
track.
Show your cards,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Well, that was fun.
Well, anyway.
Oh, do you want to have some fun with Lindsey Graham? You're going to love this.
I love Lindsey Graham. He's
okay.
so crazy.
Okay, so he's not married, you know.
I know.
You're going to
As I raise my eyebrow.
You're going to love what I'm going to play for you. So this was during a Senate Appropriations Committee, and Senator Mark Kirk was caught on a hot mic. And yes, this is awesome.
Saying what everybody's been thinking.
This is awesome. And he makes a comment about Lindsey Graham, who's not married. All right. I'll play it for you, and I think you'll get it quick. It's 20 seconds. If not, I'll replay it again. Obviously, it's off mic, so listen closely. Turn your radio up.
Mr. Graham.
Aye.
Mr. Kirk.
Aye.
Mr. Blunt.
Vote yes.
I've been joking.
Mr. Daines.
Because he doesn't have.
Vice Chairman Paulson.
Aye.
I haven't rotated.
Mr. Leahy.
Aye.
He's a bro with no hope.
Aye.
That's what we'd say on this.
Feinstein.
My bro with no hope.
Mr. Shaheen.
Okay, that was Mark Kirk.
Mark Kirk?
Yes, he didn't turn his mic off. And
is he
said,
a junior senator?
He said Lindsey Graham is a bro with no hoe. As I said, Lindsey's not married. And he said you know, he would have a rotating first lady when he was interviewed last week. And he asked if he had any regrets, and he says, well, he's going to have to say, I have a rotating first lady. He's a bro with no hoe.
This is Illinois senator, right?
I think so.
That's what I'm pulling up.
Right, yes. So that's why we'd say on the South Side, because, well, that is Chicago, a bro with no hoe. It's not a good thing to say. I'm sure the people in Chicago are not amused. So listen to it again, It's 20 seconds, but you can hear very clearly Kirk saying he's a pro with no hoe.
Mr. Graham.
Aye.
Mr. Kirk.
Aye.
Mr. Blunt.
Vote yes.
I've been joking.
Mr. Daines.
Because he doesn't have.
Vice Chairman Paulson.
Aye.
I haven't rotated.
Mr. Leahy.
Aye. He's a bro with no hoe.
Aye.
That's what we'd say on this.
Feinstein.
My bro with no hoe.
Mr. Shaheen.
Oh, he said it twice.
Yeah.
So apparently this is harming his re-election bid.
I would think so, because I'm sure it's coming off as racist.
Bro, racist? No, oh.
Yes. I mean, the South Side of Chicago is predominantly black.
Well, as we've learned from our first hour,
yes,
it's okay to assimilate other cultures.
With Rachel Dolezal from from up there in Spokane, you know,
I just wonder
playing a black woman when she's obviously been white.
Yeah,
and she's running the NAACP.
And what we've really learned throughout civics classes, et cetera, is that it's really important for a man to be married when seeking office. You have to have this look of normalcy,
right? Yeah.
But, and Lindsey Graham admits that he'd be the first single president since, like, I don't know, somebody back like James Madison or something like that.
Well, let's just, I'll ask the question everybody's thinking. Is he gay?
I mean.
I don't know.
I would love to know.
I have no idea.
If he prefers the company of men.
Well, if he is, he should come out and admit it, especially if he's coming out of Chicago. Because no one cares.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
Like San Francisco.
No, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, okay.
Not Kirk.
No. Right. No, well, obviously not Kirk.
But Lindsey Graham's a very interesting person. And of course, he votes against gay rights, et cetera. But
okay. Well, so then he's one of scratch your head.
He could
yes.
be one of those self-loathing types that we see all Dennis the time.
Dennis Hastert. Not saying that he was gay, but, you know, these allegations that he was...
Was
having a sexual relationship and paid off that person, individual A.
Edophile.
Right. Back in the day. All right. Okay.
Why do those two things go hand in hand?
Boy, and I, you know, we started
sexually, you know, just bizarre and being like a white man in Congress. There's just so much of it.
What a break that was. We started with Jurassic porn and ended up with Bro with No Ho.
How did that happen?
Because it's the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
National Mortgage Hotline is not a bank or direct lender. It is a marketing program that delivers home loan referrals to participating mortgage broker and lender clients nationwide.
Okay, so you want to buy a new home or you want to save money and refi an existing mortgage. But hey, who has time to make call after call to find the right loan? And if you go online, who are you really talking to? And can you trust them? Well, there's a quick and easy solution. It's called the National Mortgage Hotline. This is a free, no-cost, no-obligation referral network that literally works with hundreds of banks nationwide to help find you the lowest interest rates and closing costs. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-7313. That's 1-800-652-7313. In addition, a fair credit score is not a problem, and you can get approved in as little as 48 hours. You can even get a 125% loan to value on a refi. If you need a home loan, call the National Mortgage Hotline first. This call can literally save you tens of thousands in the long run. Call 1-800-652-7313. That's 1-800-652-7313. Call the National Mortgage Hotline today. 1-800-652-7313.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
information.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge sales event going on now. Best selling based on 2014 calendar year sales.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here's Kimmel last night on talking what a big deal it would be if the Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors were to win. Either one.
The city of Cleveland is, as you can imagine, a buzz. If the Cavaliers win, not only would it be the first NBA title in the history of Cleveland, it would be the first sports championship for the city since 1964. Cleveland hasn't even appeared in the Super Bowl, which is crazy. Even the Black Eyed Peas have appeared in the Super Bowl. The Golden State Warriors have had a long dry spell, too. The last time they won was in 1975. Simon and Garfunkel, to give you an idea, were still married the last time these guys won a title. So it's a very long time.
And they're not That's together funny. Anymore. Yes, and as we found out earlier, yes, if you're an unmarried man now at this point, later in life, that's not so good after you got divorced. And by the way, that's, you know what that was referencing? That's how Art Garfunkel feels. It was, what was it, last week when he, and you know, both of them are very silent. It's the sounds of silence. both of them, neither one of them want to talk about their big divorce. But Art did last week and said, you know, it was crazy. Why would he drop us? Why would he split from me at the very peak, pinnacle of success? And he wanted to split.
We were
and
on
Art
top
Garfunkel
of the world.
Was in a funk for the last several decades. Mm-hmm.
Poor thing.
Yes. So back to the Warriors, who hopefully will win tomorrow night. And then bring it home, baby. Did we see penis last night on LeBron James?
Oh, my God. I missed that.
Whoa.
I saw a headline and I didn't bother to Google it. That's
I mean,
just
I saw him smash his head into the camera. And by the way, I love the story going around today that he did it on purpose.
Oh, please.
Yes, that he was trying to be a drama queen. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Well, hello, look at how big the guy is, and there's such thing as gravity. He was headed that direction.
And
he didn't
there
do
was
it
pissing
on purpose.
And moaning about the baseline cameras, all of that. But come on, you know, when you're in a big game and you're in any professional sport, the cameras are everywhere. Especially if they're at the baseline. That's where they're at. And
yeah.
So they were trying to say, there were people who were trying to say, well, I mean, obviously there's a flair for the dramatic when it comes to the finals or any time. It's like any sport. I mean, good Lord, look at soccer with the drama queens who play soccer. Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet. There's a gif of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
It's kind of a bar, you know, the lower third.
Right, because they have
past.
The. Yes, they
oh,
have
wait,
the,
no, I totally saw junk.
Did you? Because which site are you looking
I
at?
I think
I
so.
Didn't, I don't.
Oh, man.
You know, you're looking. Okay. When I roll
Should
past,
I tweet it? I can't possibly put it up at the KGO radio Facebook page.
I think if everybody wants to look at it, they can look at it on their
yeah,
own.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Let's not get us in corporate problem with having corporate trouble. So it was right before the game. An ABC camera came close in on the Cavaliers as LeBron James was making an adjustment to his uniform, and he might have inadvertently showed his junk. I think he did, but it was so quick. There's no way that anybody saw it in real time.
Right.
It was the blink of an eye.
They just know that his shorts were down and his hands were down there. And
The
camera was headed that direction, too. I mean, the camera's at a very hip.
Right. I think you understand, but all guys listening understand. He was making an adjustment.
Oh, of course.
In order to move around. Sometimes you have to adjust things.
Of course.
Yes.
Did anyone think otherwise?
Well, no, I don't think so.
I'm LeBron James. I can do whatever I want. Woo, America. Woo, take a look.
And if you don't like that, I'm going to nosedive headfirst into a camera. Now, yeah. My concern last night was whether he would have a concussion and if they would make a big deal about that today. Apparently not.
There's no way there's a concussion.
One word about that. Well, he cut his head. That was
that's a cut, not a concussion. Do you know what a concussion is?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Have you had one?
Yes, ma'am. Probably at some point in my life.
Oh, I did. You wouldn't forget it. But right. No, you have to hit your hard head on something really, really hard.
I understand.
So when he goes into the camera goes into the shooter, the photographer, and the photographer went flying backwards as well. So there's no way he hit it hard enough, you know, an impact to get a concussion.
It looked pretty heavy.
Is my guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are you, I know there's a lot of parties this weekend, especially Sunday afternoon when the game starts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's going to run into Stern Grove. It's the opening of Stern Grove. Doobie Brothers are playing. Oh, it's North Beach Festival this weekend, too. Wow. Big weekend.
Well, it's going to have a big effect on attendance Sunday at about 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Is it 4 or is it 5?
Oh,
I think it's 5.
Okay.
Well, the good news, BART is running, because BART was originally going to be closed this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah, and they got it together, and they fixed, I guess, the Fruitville Junction or whatever was going on with that track, and now they're going to be open on Sunday, so everybody can take BART. Thank God. Can you imagine trying to bus everybody across the bridge?
Well, they had a bus bridge for that segment. But yeah,
know,
when you're getting that many people to the Coliseum, you don't want to bother with that stuff.
No. So there's a lot of parties going on. I've been invited to a few. So, you know, we'll talk about, and I think it's important, especially here in the Bay Area, I think that you probably bring beer or wine. So if you're bringing wine, don't make one of these mistakes. Love this. So today, they put out this listicle of mistakes that we make with wine. Now, again, since we're in the Bay, most of us don't make these mistakes.
We don't. This is what other people do.
Right. The idiotas from the rest of the world. All right? Not bringing a bottle to a party, but drinking everyone else's that they brought.
Ugh.
Gauche.
You know what that is? That's a quick rise to the bottom or whatever. You sink to the bottom and never get invited to anything ever again.
Gulping it instead of sipping it. Well, that's just juvenile.
Well, to each his own. I'm a schlucker, is what my family came up with. Not a sip,
well,
not a gulp.
That'll roll you right through a bottle of wine real quick if
you
drink it like that.
Schluck.
Schluck. Let's
take
a schluck. Now, they say this is a big deal, taking a cheap bottle to a party.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I mean, here in the Bay, because there are so many inexpensive great wines.
Well,
so I think if you're going to do that, you bring two or three, if it's your favorite.
If you can't do quality, do quantity. Probably doing the Chuck Shaw is not such a good idea, yada, yada. But
I understand.
There's so many, you know, great wines that people probably haven't heard of. And if you go to the wine store and ask the guy, like, hey, what would be good? They're serving barbecue. But, you know, maybe you can find something around
$8, $9. We got to break for news. But asking for ice to put in it, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen here. Drinking it straight from the bottle, I hope not.
These are all things I do at home.
And number one, putting red wine in the fridge.
Ooh.
My mom did that.
It's done. On the other side, I'll tell you something about putting red wine in the fridge.
Okay. That's all right. I can't wait because
No, and no.
All right. More of the late night, late show wrap up is on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Join KGO 810 at the Palo Alto Junior Museum and Zoo for terrific turtles and tortoises on Sunday, June 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. Meet Edward the Giant Tortoise and his friends and learn about reptiles. For more information, visit friendsofjmz.org.
When the economy crashed in 2008, the Fed lowered interest rates. They've been low ever since. But now the economy's improving, and most experts believe the Fed will start raising interest rates very soon. That means you should refinance your mortgage now to pull cash out of your home at today's low rates, because once the Fed starts raising rates, they probably won't stop. So beat the Fed to the punch and refi your mortgage before it's too late by making the cash call at 877-890-CASH. Today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a 15-year fix at 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. You have the chance to pull tens of thousands out of your home, lock in a low rate, and pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. But you have to act now. Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th, registered at 39forbc.org.
Good evening. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Clark Reed, and topping our news at KGOA 10 at Events Law.